Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, July 18th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Silver opportunity. New Pacific Metals Corp., an American, TWPUG, unlocks value from flagship projects. New Pacific Metals Corp., a Canadian exploration and development company, is poised to address the growing supply gap in the global silver market with its projects in Bolivia. The company's Silver Sand and Carangas projects are expected to produce a combined total of nearly 19 million ounces of silver per year once in production. A preliminary feasibility study for the Silver Sand project and a preliminary economic assessment for the Carangas project highlight their strong potential. New Pacific's focus on advancing these assets through permitting positions it as a key player in the primary silver producers market. To learn more about New Pacific Metals Corp., visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTQB LFLRF, FSC 3WK0, launches drilling program, confirms strategic mill value. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a gold development company in Quebec, has initiated a fully funded 5,000-meter diamond drilling program at its Swanson Gold Project after securing key permits. An independent valuation of its Beacon Gold Mill revealed restart costs estimated at $4.1 million versus a replacement value of over $71.5 million. Lafleur has also expanded its Swanson land package to more than 18,300 hectares, establishing itself as a well-equipped junior miner with a gold project and a fully permitted mill in a major mining district.
Mining news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc., TSX.V, OTCQB, poised at the crossroads of clean energy and critical minerals. Nikola Mining, listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as HUSEF, is strategically positioned in British Columbia to capitalize on the increasing demand for copper, gold, and silver in the clean energy sector. With the province's sole permitted third-party processing mill and promising exploration projects near Canada's largest copper mine, Nikola offers investors immediate cash flow and long-term growth potential. As the global economy shifts towards sustainable energy, Nikola's assets in British Columbia position the company at the forefront of the evolving mining landscape. For more information on Nikola Mining, visit www.nikolamining.com.
Biomed news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ, NRXP charts dual path for NRx 100. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, is advancing its efforts for regulatory approval of NRx 100, a preservative-free intravenous ketamine formulation. The company filed an application under the FDA's National Priority Voucher Program and an abbreviated new drug application for NRX 100 with a request for priority review. These dual pathways are expected to complement each other, potentially leading to a commissioner-led review program with integrated FDA oversight. NRX Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing innovative treatments for suicidal depression and PTSD, with NRX-101 designated as an investigational breakthrough therapy. NRX-100 has been awarded fast-track designation for the treatment of acute suicidality. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks: Safe Pro Group Inc., NASDAQ, expands Indo-Pacific defense role with new U.S. government contractor order. Safe Pro Group Inc., a NASDAQ-listed AI-driven defense and security solutions provider, has secured a new order from a U.S. government contractor to support Department of State demining operations in the Indo-Asia-Pacific region. The order, scheduled for delivery in Q3 2025, includes ballistic and explosive ordnance disposal protective equipment. SafePro will also showcase its Spotlight AI drone-based computer vision platform for landmine detection. With the recent passage of the $30 billion One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the company is expanding its support for the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command and integrating its SPOT-D threat detection technology with military platforms like ATAC. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ATLA. Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB, ONR, appoints AI and cybersecurity leader Mark Gazit to board. Onar Holding Corporation, a leading marketing technology company and agency network, has appointed Mark Gazit to its board of directors. Gazit, known for his work in AI and cybersecurity, co-founded ThetaRay and served as its CEO, scaling it into a global leader in financial crime detection. Onar CEO Claude Zdanow stated that Gazit's expertise will help accelerate the company's growth. Gazit praised Onar's AI-driven approach to middle market marketing, highlighting its innovation and agency network expansion as key differentiators. D-Wave Quantum Inc. QBT secures $400 million in equity offering, eyes acquisitions and expansion. D-Wave Quantum Inc. secures $400 million in equity offering, completing the sale in just over 2 weeks. The average sale price was at a 149% premium compared to the previous ATM raise in January 2025. With a cash balance of approximately $815 million as of July 1st, the proceeds will support strategic acquisitions, capital expenditures, and working capital needs. The raise comes as D-Wave's Q1 2025 revenue surged 509% year-over-year, driven by a major system sale to Germany's Jülich Supercomputing Center. D-Wave, a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, looks to scale operations and pursue acquisitions with the latest capital infusion.
Biomed News Breaks, Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ TRB sets key dates for 25% preferred stock dividend. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, has set key dates for its 25% preferred stock dividend. Shareholders of record, as of July 25, 2025, will receive one preferred share for every 4 common shares held, with the dividend payable on August 5th. Each preferred share will be convertible to one common share upon FDA approval of Nutriband's Aversa fentanyl product. Unconverted preferred shares will be eligible for annual cash dividends from company profits at the discretion of the board. Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., EA, OTCQB, EUF, featured in Network Newswire, editorial highlighting strategic mining model. ES Gold Corp., trading under the symbols CSE, EU, and OTCQB, EAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting its strategic mining model. The editorial emphasizes ES Gold's shift towards revitalizing known resource sites with existing infrastructure, reducing risk and project timelines. Leveraging rising mineral demand and high gold prices, ES Gold aims to unlock value. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation. The company's flagship Montauban property in Quebec showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Segg Media Corporation, NASDAQ, LW, details Velos investment and Quadrant acquisition in motorsport expansion push. SG Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SIN LTRYW, has revealed more information about its investment in Velos Media Group, which recently acquired Quadrant, a motorsport and content brand co-founded by Formula One driver Lando Norris on July 12, 2025. Segg funded the deal with $7.59 million, giving them a 12.4% stake in Velos, with an option to increase to 51% ownership. Velos, boasting $17.5 million in revenue in FY2024 and 750 million monthly digital views, along with Quadrant's strong brand equity and notable shareholders like Zach Brown and Adrian Newey, positions EdgeEgg for significant growth in digital motorsports media through its sports.com division.
C-Star Medical and Arriva team up to advance treatments for severe burns with DoD grant. C-Star Medical and Arriva have teamed up to advance treatments for severe burns with a grant from the United States Department of Defense. The grant supports a 3-year research study focusing on SeaStar Medical's selective cytopheretic device therapy to reduce hyperinflammation after severe burns, inhalation injury, and infection. This therapy aims to neutralize destructive hyperinflammation to improve survival in combat casualties and civilian patients. The collaboration between SeaStar Medical and Areva has the potential to save the lives of patients with infection and trauma-related organ failure. SeaStar's SCD therapy, already proven effective in treating pediatric acute kidney injury, may have broad applications in various acute and chronic diseases, offering potential value for customers.
BP expects to report increases in its Q2 production of oil and gas. British Petroleum, a multinational oil and gas company, expects an increase in gas and oil production for Q2 of 2025. This shift in strategy aims to boost profitability amidst investor pressure. The decision to focus on fossil fuels underscores their importance in the global energy mix. Companies like GMXX Corp are also active in oil and gas operations. For more information on GMXX Corp, visit their newsroom. Mining Newswire is a communications platform specializing in global mining and resources sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For SMS alerts from Mining Newswire, text BIGHOLE to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. Learn more at miningnewswire.com. An EV pullback is taking shape in the U.S. In the U.S., a concerning trend is emerging in the battery electric vehicle industry. Some carmakers are delaying or canceling new EV models due to the previous administration's anti-electric vehicle stance. This includes companies like SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ CUN, which may be impacted by the shifting landscape. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a wide network for companies looking to reach investors and consumers in this growing market.
Onar Holding Corp, a strategic pivot towards scalable, high-margin growth. Onar Holding Corp saw a 79% year-over-year revenue growth in Q1 2025, showcasing its shift towards high-value marketing services. The company's recent restructuring and brand consolidation have positioned Onar as a focused technology-enabled marketing platform. By combining specialty marketing agencies with proprietary MarTech innovation, Onar is building a scalable platform to deliver advanced, ROI-focused services to growth stage and middle market companies. In an era where digital ad spending is under scrutiny for ROI, Onar is strategically placed at the intersection of this growing need for measurable marketing results.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.